This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. In the visual art scene, editions usually refer to the reproductions or replicas of artwork made from original work. And the value of these editions can vary depending on how many of them exist. But how does this concept apply in today's digital world, where reproductions can be instantly made and shared? An art exhibition that is currently on at Our Art Projects at the Cheongsan Building, called Rethinking Editions, brings together 15 different visual artists to examine this idea. Joining me today are the show's curator, Sharmin Parameswaran, and two of the featured artists, Mark Tan and Sheila Samsuri. How are you guys today?
Hello.
Good.
Hi, Sharmila.
So tell me about this idea of editions and rethinking editions. How did the idea come about?
I think I've always been interested in the idea of editions in the sense that I like photography. I like art photography. And I think previously when I first did an exhibition in Malaysia entitled Persona on art photography, I found that it was quite hard to sell, right, in Malaysia. And I was, so I started thinking about this idea of editions and what exactly does it mean, you know. So when I thought of this idea of editions, what I did was I went out to curate a show where I basically worked with a number of artists with a very, very simple brief, actually. The brief was basically just create an artwork in editions, and I also specify an edition of three.
Okay.
Right? And I think the interesting thing, or where the curation came in, was who you sort of worked with to develop editions. So we do have photographers in the show. We do have designers. We do have silkscreen artists. And all these artists work with the concept of editions. However, I also threw into the mix fine artists, right? Fine art artists, in the sense that these were painters. Like, you know, you've got people like Normahnon or Anom, and then you've got like Ajim, who works with
Ajim Jaxter,
Davinder Singh, right? So then you had the fine art artists. Also throwing into the mix people who work with even audiovisual, right? Because I think those are some additions that we have to think about. All of them with a simple brief of producing in editions of three. And I think what happened with the show, very interestingly enough, is no one kept to the brief, right? So
as always,
these are artists after all.
No, I mean, so even if we started off with the show with me thinking about editions, I was made to rethink editions based on what the artists were coming back with. Hence the title, Rethinking Editions.
So for those of us who may not be quite so familiar, yeah. I mean, I think a lot of us can understand what the concept of editions can mean when it refers to, like you said, photography or silkscreen art, for instance. But when it comes to things like a painting, how does the idea of editions translate into those?
Okay, so I mean, I think this is where it gets really interesting with this exhibition. For example, when I first spoke to Anom or Normahnon, I was actually interested in she has photography work. So I was talking to her on maybe, you know, submitting some of those works for this. And she says, okay, she'll think about it. And then she eventually came back with the idea, I'm going to do an edition of three, but I'm going to draw the same thing by hand. Right? So I was like, okay, it's an edition of three, exactly the same, but by hand. But it's actually then unique works.
Right, then they're each unique works. They're not editions of each other.
But to an extent, they do look the same.
Right.
But the hand cannot
replicate.
So in a way, does it still count as an addition or not? Because it's not exactly the same.
Hence the rethinking, right? And then there was, for example, another fine art artist, Gan Xiong King, and he was even more interested. Interesting in the sense that he said, he looks at editions as a process, right? So if he paints a work and then he takes a photograph of it and then he repaints it again and takes a photograph of it again, the process is the addition.
Right, okay.
Right, the process becomes the addition, and you will see that in the exhibition. So that was another way of looking at it. And I'll just add in one more, because this one quite was, you know, when he told me about it, I was like, wow, okay. Mm-hmm. Hare Sabadi. Mm-hmm. Hare Sabadi is based in Kedah. And he, again, has his background in fine art, but he's interested in digital multimedia art. His idea for this show was to basically work with IKEA products.
Right.
Right?
IKEA is obviously additions, right?
Yes, IKEA is the behemoth of additions, right? But what he did was he built a Pohon Beringin sculpture. Pohon Beringin is part of the Wayang Kulit sort of a storyline. Mm-hmm. He built the sculpture, and that's an addition of one. But what he then does is he does a manual, a very IKEA manual, and gives it out to the public and says, you go and do the other editions of this one.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So much for sticking to the brief, right?
exactly. So then I was like, okay, so this is edition one out of, as long as the parts are manufactured. Right? But his idea as well plays on the idea of mass consumption. We don't think about it, but we are moving towards that modernity where we mass produce things, right? Hence editions.
Right.
Yeah.
And what about you, you know, Sheila and Mark? What did you guys first think when you heard this brief?
For me, Charmin just shot me an email one day and like say like, hey, I'm curating this show, would you like to be involved? And I'll be like, yeah, sure, why not, you know? And then because I worked mainly in prints, but it's very interesting in a sense because when Charmin and I met up to talk about the show, the approach of the exhibition itself was pretty much how I adopt printmaking in my practice, which is like constantly rethinking editions. Because printmaking is, you know, like you say, has been known as like for reproductions or anything, edition of 50 or hundreds, and everything has to, in some way, have to be exactly the same. But for me as a printmaker, the way I adopt printmaking is that like everything does not have to be the same. Mm-hmm. So even though I do prints, they are basically variations of the technique or process or even the image, but at the same time, everything's not exactly the same. So that's pretty much like, the concept of the exhibition really fits into what I do, and that's how I, you know, just say like, yeah, I'm sure I'm on board to this exhibition.
Yeah. I think with this exhibition, he used the same format and possibly shapes and structures
and also materials
and material to do the same work, but he might have rearranged a bit. Mm-hmm. So when I went to his studio and he showed me all the work, I could actually match which work fit with which work, right? Because I think you had three different techniques of doing something. It was actually quite, I would say it was a nice moment where we were playing a bit of a picture puzzle.
It's like a eureka, like, oh, everything made sense.
Yeah, everything made sense.
Because I've been just sending her like images, like on and off on like WhatsApp, like, hey, this is what I've been doing. Then be like, because like, you know, it's different when you have a studio visit and then you put everything together. Then like, okay, I see how there's a direction going into this show. It's really cool. Mm.
What was the work actually?
For my works, it's basically revolves around the idea of like architecture and man-made structures. Mm. So for this show, what I wanted to do was the idea of how we interact with like spaces, exterior and interior. So you'll see like the ideas and inspiration deriving from these structures are in the show, shapes and forms. Mm-hmm. And also what basically draws me in for this show is how, like I said before, how we interact with spaces. And that's why the titles in the show, the viewer will see there's three works. One is called Inside Out, which is how we physically enter a space and experience it. And then Outside In, another work, is like, you know, every time when we walk out and we admire the structure physically from afar. So basically, that's the whole idea of it. Mm-hmm. And then one more work is called Meld, M-E-L-D, which is basically a combination of materials and paints. It's because, in a way, it reflects how we build structures, you know, like how we mix and match many different things and materials and then create like a structure and a form from it. Mm. So that's the idea for this show.
And Sheila, what about you? What came through your mind when you first got the brief from Charmin?
Actually, my involvement in this exhibition was a bit impromptu. I was keeping in contact with Charmaine about my progress of artwork. So along the process, I was just throwing in what I've been developing into my series of artwork. Previously, my artwork was revolving around watercolour and digital prints. Mm-hmm. So I was in this phase where I'm just exploring different mediums as to how I explore art. So we had this one coffee session with Charmaine, and then she was throwing in. Actually, I have this exhibition edition coming in a few months, so maybe just to tease out the idea and how my artwork could be part of it.
Yeah, I think because when we met up, I think Sheila was she was showing me she was showing me a painting, right? A painting of which she had digitally taken a lot of photographs of. And very microscopic photographs, right? Yeah. And the more she showed me, because it was just one word, she just threw out all these Polaroids, and yeah, I was like,
I didn't know what I was
Polaroids
doing.
And Polaroids, and I'm like, are you making an edition of your work, but very microscopically?
Yeah.
Right? So immediately, I thought about rethinking editions, and I think we were trying to land on what it is possibly creating. Mm-hmm. So I said, let's take off a small chunk of it and put it into this show, right? And we can see how it develops from there. Yeah, because then I think it also allows Sheila to say, okay, I've got a deadline to submit something.
Otherwise, nothing will come out of it. Yeah. It's an exercise.
Spoiler alert, burns her Polaroid. Yeah, I saw one.
She was throwing out pictures of Polaroids, then pictures of burned Polaroid. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, this is rethinking destructing editions, right? Yeah.
What exactly will we be seeing in the exhibition of your work?
Yeah, I think what the audience will be seeing is basically the process rather than the product, how it started off as an acrylic painting with soil and with many other elements that I was just exploring at that time. And the process that goes along after it, the photographic, the scanning, the microscopic imaging, in ways that it is more of my inner self-investigation. What do I see when I look at my own painting? And that would then translate to the end product, which is a photographic image of a very microscopic scale.
I think with Sheila's work, there's two very, very beautiful blown-up photographs, which she's framed accordingly. I would challenge the audience to then look at where it came from, to find and look for where it came from.
Okay.
That's
an interesting teaser.
No, it is. Because when she showed it to me, I just went, that came from this, right? And it's interesting because what we spoke about is ways of looking.
Yeah, ways of seeing.
Yeah, ways of looking, ways of seeing, of which I might not have had the sense or time or even, to look at things which I would have just dismissed as ugly, right? But she just went in there and, zoomed in and says, okay, I found something beautiful in this.
Yeah. I think that's the beauty of editions as well, because especially for the viewer, like if you go, usually I think the editions gives an entry point to the viewer where people can sort of, correlate things like, I see this work evolving in the different form, but I still see the correlation, the starting point of it. Because sometimes the viewer can get a bit alienated in a sense, like a show, like, I don't know where the idea came from or like the whole concept. But I think for the, especially editions and rethinking editions, the viewer will have a fun time looking at things like, I see the correlation here and there. Like, let's find it, rethinking about certain things.
Right, because, I mean, even hearing you guys talk about it, when you talk about things like Polaroids or IKEA, it immediately comes to mind that we may not realize it, but we're actually working with and exposed to the concept of multiples and of editions almost every day. We just don't think about it in terms of how it interacts with art.
I mean, and one of the, I mean, when I first thought about editions, and I, suddenly I had a period where when I look at things like YouTube, right, videos, Instagram, suddenly I'm like, all these are editions. And these are editions which we, share, pass on, like, without even thinking about it. So suddenly editions are, where is the, to an extent, authenticity.
Right.
So how does then that change our mindsets when it comes to the arts, right? So at one point I was additions, meh, you know? but then again, I see, you know, I see the craft. There are, we have some works where there is the craft of additions, like Haslin Ismail actually has an etching, a very fine etching in the show as well. So I'm interested in that dichotomy of the where additions first started from, the authenticity, to where we are now in that digital world. Mm-hmm. That time in between is that time we actually have to rethink.
Right.
Which is actually very interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how does this translate when it comes to, because obviously as artists, you have your own personal approach to art making. Now to take that approach and then to think and to wrap it around the idea of additions, what was that process like for the both of you?
I'm not truly a full-time artist. My full-time job is to work as an architecture researcher. So in ways that I just bounce it off my artwork and also my corporate life, corporate working life, yeah. I guess it informs me about the ways of seeing in a little bit more deeper and more wider and with a bigger lens, so to say. Mm. And it allows a rather more room for to critic what you're seeing. And how does that relate you yourself to the world in ways?
I think for mine, like I mentioned before, like it's the way I adopt my practice pretty much how the nature of this exhibition is. But then like through the exhibition, it made me sort of just think about how we interact with additions as well. Especially, I think the viewer was fun like playing around with this exhibition because with Instagram especially, like we take... like especially like a photo or something, we'll be like, hey, no lah, take one more every time.
Yeah.
You know, in some ways, especially like made me think about like, oh, that is really imagining, rethinking additions again. So it's basically this whole idea which got me like even more interested and also more excited about the exhibition. Mm. Yeah.
How did you decide and curate which artists you wanted to include in the show?
I think for me, when I first started on this, like I said, I went with the obvious or the artists who work conceptually with additions, right? So like I say, it's the photographers, it's the people who work with design. We've got a design house called Now or Never, right? And then also the silkscreen which includes Bogus Merchandise and Rico Leong. I mean, but the interesting thing about the silkscreen artists is they're not too fussed about additions, right? these are the I think with the silkscreen artists, they are steeped in giving out their work, right? So when I told them addition of three, they're like, you know, and to them they're like, you want to do it, okay, but you know, it doesn't really matter to us, right? So I started with those who actually come from the concept of additions. Then I say including the fine artists, also because then they would have to think about it in their practice. And like I say, those are the ones that came out with really off tangent sort of ideas of looking at it. And then also those who work in today's digital scenario. For example, we have an artist called Sarah Amira and Talha. Talha is actually more working with video production, right? So already he works with editions. I remember when they first did, they have a video work, and then they go, so do we put it on YouTube? And I'm like, no. Yeah, so you know, it's these are the questions that will start coming in. But he says, if we put something on YouTube and I get 2 million likes, right, and I get ad revenue from, say, YouTube, isn't that a win?
Right, yeah.
Right? So I was like, okay. So even for me, I had to keep rethinking additions every step of the way. And I think that's why I'm a bit glad that we had a bit more time, because the show sort of just evolved with all these questions and concepts that kept getting thrown back, right? So
another fun thing is to also notice is that especially when it comes to sculpture, people tend to think additions like prints, right, on paper. But when it comes to sculpture, sculpture too comes in additions as well.
Yeah.
Like in the show, especially like Arjim's work and also Chai Bin.
Right. Chai Bin.
It's I think it would be quite fun and also interesting for the viewer to see, like, oh, sculptures are actually forms of additions as well.
Mm. Yeah, of course. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that question of authenticity, which you mentioned earlier, really does come to the forefront, right? Because, for instance, you mentioned putting a video on YouTube. Mm. Is the experience any less authentic because I watched it on YouTube in my home versus coming to the exhibition and seeing it there?
Yeah.
And how does that change? Or even if I saw an Instagram of your work versus if I saw it in the gallery, and what does that mean in the way that we now consume art?
Yes, yes. I mean, so I think, like, historically or even until now, the way we can still limit some of the works, right? Of course, it's an editions of three. There's an artist, you know, whether it's an AP, an artist proof, that will help possibly keep the
authenticity in some way.
Authenticity or you know, the a limited number of works, right? So that X number of people can own it, right? Whether it's three, whether it's five, or whether it's 10. But then again, should we limit it or should we share the work, right? Personally, to be honest, after doing this exhibition, I mean, I think I'll put it back to the artist, right? In the sense that you can make that decision whether your work is limited, whether you want to limit it for reasons, right? Whether it's a personal work or you're saying, no, I want more people to see this, you know? So I think it's just another element that we can sort of add on to an artist's practice, right?
And I think in very practical terms, and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, this is a struggle that, or not a struggle maybe, it's a sort of position that a lot of artists find themselves in today. Do I put my work up and get followers and likes?
Yeah.
Or do I limit it and then make it more exclusive?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What are the pros and cons? I mean, are these sort of issues that you deal with in your work?
I think a lot of us now, like, acknowledge just like the importance of, especially like social media and things like that.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
I think a lot of us are adapting and being more versatile. So for example, an artist could make a series of paintings which is quite exclusive to the buyer, which is the three original paintings. And then like they can take photograph of it or manipulate it with printmaking techniques like silk screen or whatever and print it onto like products or make multiples of it to sell, to cater to more like a wider audience. Mm. So in some ways, maybe it forces us to be a bit more versatile in terms of that.
Yeah.
To adopt into that kind
the freedom,
of system.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To just explore.
I think you can explain more. Because you work more into like digital works.
But I think there's also this certain line that you want to draw as an artist to strike. That's the limit. That's all I want to share.
Right.
To a certain extent so that you don't, I don't know, exploit your art in certain ways. Mm.
Yeah. I think it is a decision that artists or even a lot of us might have to start making, right? So even like sometimes you decide, I will block my Instagram account.
Right?
Yep, yeah. I will limit the people on it.
Yeah.
So I think it's just that kind of modernity that we're moving into.
It's fast pace. Everything comes down to that.
And the exhibition as a whole, you know, once all these works are in the space together, what is sort of the final effect or the final takeaway that one gets?
I think, like I say again, based on my process and experience with the show, I really like the word rethinking, right? And I'll give credit to Snow Ng of our arts project, because she was the one that threw in the rethinking in front of my editions, right? And she says, that's what you're doing, you're rethinking editions, you know? So I think even when this exhibition comes together, That rethinking will permeate the show, because at every work, I believe that an audience will go there and says, which part of this is additions?
Right.
Oh, wow, I didn't see it that way, right? So every part of that rethinking will come through. And I think that's what I really enjoy about the show, that we are going to start, that we have the access to start rethinking things.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us. All right.
I've been speaking to curator Sharmin Parameswaran and artists Mark Tan and Sheila Samsuri about their exhibition Rethinking Editions, which is on until the 15th of January at Our Art Projects at the Chung San Building. The show features 15 different artists, all examining and, I suppose, rethinking the idea of what editions can mean when it comes to their art. For more information, visit ourartprojects.com. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on our BFM app. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.